starting Ryan Gibbs complains by the Gemara of Amar Rava.
We started the Amar Meimar.
Okay, good. Amar Meimar, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines in the top. Amar Meimar, high period, the Sufli, that's a pit of owl pits that was outside of the city where Masi can hang around. Yes, but Mishama Sufi. Chariftid in the Hara, the middle of the river, Amar Mishama Sufi, because it's meant to be found, where there's a lot of boat traffic. Fishery the side, Jeshba Minasufi, because boats don't go on the side, because they get stuck in the bank. Tine Risha Surab made by Mishama Sufi, because there's people, not heavy traffic. Risha Surab made by Mishama Sufi, because there's heavy traffic, it's dangerous. Amar Rava Bishnei Rehovoin, Ain Ba Mishama Sufi, during famine years, there's no Asufi. Pente Kambaha, the Rava, hi, what is Rava talking about? Ilam Risha Surab, I did Bishnei Rehovoin, cut the way, what? Because it's famine, they put them out to get killed? Also, if you don't need Shnei Rabbah for the side of the street, give me the Rabbah, as long as the kid is still outside, as the Ashok is taken in, ain't a manamalov. My timer, why? Either claiming it's their kid, I'm a Rabbah, however, you also have a Shema Sufi. Because they already was labeled as a Sufi, and we don't undo the label. Because it's difficult to undo the label. You have a Rava, a Shnei Rava, and a Bishnei Minashok, a Viman Malamalov. In a Shnei Rava, even though he was glad of Minashok, his parents are Neman. Amar Abchizda, Shlonshin Abanam Laalter. Three are believed immediately, meaning they're believed Midrabana right away. Eloi Nasufi, Chaya, Ubateris Sarachavarseha. Case of Nasufi, the case of a midwife, and the case of a woman that absolves her friends. Asufi Adamaram, that as long as he's in the street, as long as before he's picked up, we believe the parents, right? It's not Shnei Ravain. Chaya, the Tanya Chaya, the man is Lemon Zayas, Rishu Zayas Shani. The midwife is believed to identify which is the first and which is the second. The Medvar Mamorm Shlayas Sivachasri, she didn't leave the room and come back. Abayasa, so once she left the room and got involved in something else, Vachasra, ain't in a menace. The Blessed Rai Mahuksiku Alamed in a menace. If she's even in the room, if she's not doing anything, then she's believed. In love, if she gets occupied with something else, ain't in a menace. By Benayu, in Kibanayu, the Hadarapa, she turned her face to get involved in something else. Pateres Chavarisa, Mahi, what is the case of Pateres Chavarisa? It's not Shalosh Noshim, Shayishan is Mimita Achas, three women sleeping in one bed, and they were intertwined, meaning they weren't set in their place in bed, but they moved. So the halacha is, Mim Tadam Tachas Achas, Mim Kulam Timaeus. You don't know who was the one that discharged that blood. But Chachas Rabbi Nimtz Tmeya, he Tmeya the Kulam Tahiris, because we assume it came from her. Amar Rav Chizda, that's only Shabbat Kasmik Yishir Vest, if she checked herself immediately. But if she didn't check herself immediately, the fact that she's Tmeya now does not mean that she was Tmeya a few minutes ago, and they're still all Tmeya. Four ladies are giving birth in the same room. The midwife can identify which child belongs to whom. Medvai Mamurim Shalakarala Shem Irur. That's only true if nobody claims against it. Avakarala Shem Irur and in a menace. Practical Irur Demai. How many people have to claim that she's wrong? Yilem Irur Chad. One person claims she's wrong. Lam Rabbiakhani Irur Pachas Mishnayim. One person making an Irur is not accepted. Ella Irur Trey. Must be two people are coming and saying she's wrong. So we dismiss what she said, and we accept the two people's version. Only one person is disagreeing with her. When you're talking about somebody that has a chazak of the kashrus, then one person can't come and passel them. Like a baby just born, he could also make a suffix, and we don't believe the lady. I don't know if we believe the guy. We don't believe the lady. We don't know. The person who's selling is believed to identify who bought it. That means he took money from both. And now he wants this. They both claim they're the ones that bought it. And they're holding on to it. Well, we don't know that yet. When is he believed? He still has it. So we say at that point he's extra careful to make sure he gives it to the right guy. So we trust him. Who he was the one he sold it to. Of Amech Chavyot, he wants to ask in his hands, Ein Neman is not believed to identify which is the buyer. Correct the Gemara. He's like an Ein Echad. He wouldn't be believed on himself, but he'd be like an Ein Echad. Correct the Gemara, but that's the Susim Manokat. Whose money did he take? The Gemara, the Nakam and Tavayah took both of them's money. The Omar, and he said, Chad Mitatoyev, Chad Balkarki. One I took willingly, and one was forced upon me. He believed, yeah, I'm a Daitai, I'm a Daitai. And we don't know which one. He's not believed after the thing is out of his head. A Dayan is believed to say, this is the one that won the case. The case has not been dismissed yet. They're gone. Ein Neman, because he doesn't remember exactly. Who has the star that says he won the din? The Tzricha decrees of Chassaya got ripped up. But the head of the Dayan and Beshut is the Dayan, which Rashi learns, let the Dayan figure out again what he thinks is the right thing. But the Gemara Beshut is the Dayan, and they don't want it. Each one claims they won the first time. They don't want to take a chance on the second time. The three people believe identify a firstborn. Elu and Chaya, Avi v'Imai. Chaya la'alter, immediately before she gets occupied with something else. Imai kol shiva. Once the Chaya identifies to mom, mom is believed during the 7 days because she spends the time with the kids. And she's the only one that would know which one is the oldest and which one is the second. After that, the father, after the breast, the father takes over. And he's always believed to identify which is the older kid. The Tanya, Yakir. He's able to identify it for others. Now, the Rabbanan don't argue on that. The next statement is Rabbi Yehuda's statement. In Rabbanan argue, which everybody agrees to. He can possibly this kid. When Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah gave him the monos about his kid, about everything. On anything else but Bukhar. Taisa speaks out to Pshatim, where does Rabbi Yehuda know this, that he's Neman on everything? So Taisa says, either because I concluded in identifying Bukhar, if you might point to a younger kid and say, this is my Bukhar, which automatically makes the older kid a mamzer, and we believe him. So you see he's believed to pass with his kid. The second Pshataisa says, it says, Kizchor ben Hasnua Yakir. I mean, the Torah is saying he can be makir somebody as a ben Hasnua. He can identify a child as a result of a not legal marriage. That's how it says he's believed. Dr. Gemara Vaitar, Abishalayim, Ayakir, Lushtuki, Baduki. Frankly, Gemara, my Baduki. What does he mean by the Baduki? Elim Shabbat, because even if I miss Kushan of Altina Menas, this identifies dad, we believe her, Kamankar Gamil. Like Rav Gamliel says in the Sefer Subas, there's no problem with that, except it doesn't belong in this Mishnah. That we believe her. Rabbi Shuaimer, we don't believe her. It should have said, Rechain Abishol, I'm a Kedvarov. And for the Gemara, in the Sefer Subas, we're talking about her, here we're talking about the kid. That works according to the Mandama, and it says Rabbi only talks about her. But according to the Mandama, it says Rabbi is Machshir a child as well. Abishol may also lashmina. So again, it just says Bechein Abishol. The Gemara of Abishol divim and Rabbi Gamliel. Dima asam avmina asam deroyb sheir metzla. There it's only because she lives in a city where most are kosher. Avreich deroyb psulim metzla. Either she lives in a city that's more psulim or she's in Arusa. They malai tzricha that even there she's believed to identify the father and make the kid kosher. Marava alocha kabbishol. Dr. Mishnevaytika asurim love of a kol mutarim love of a zet. Anybody who's not allowed to marry into the kol can intermarry with each other. The Yehuda, and I hate these words intermarry. They can marry each other. The Yehuda aimer aiser. The Yehuda aser. We don't know what he means. The Gemara will have multiple shvatim in Rabbi Yehuda. The Blazreimer or Blazreimer, Vadim Bevadim Mutur, a Mamzer can marry Mamzeres, a Nusin can marry a Nesina, a Mamzer can marry a Nusin, Nesina, Bevadim Bestreker, a Shtuki in a Mamzer, or Strekan Bevadim, or a Shtukis, a Shtuki to Mamzeres, Strekan Bestrekan, Usser, because one might be Kusher, one might be Puzzle, which is not like the first Mishnah that said clearly that a Mamzer can marry a Shtuki, and a Shtuki can marry an Asufi, there was no problem with that. And we still have not explained why Akusi is a suffix. Stay tuned, Baruch Hashem, this week. Dr. Gemara writes to Michael, Asurim, love is a love of a call. What does the Tanakhama mean? Elaim and Mamzerin and Sini Shluki Vasufi can marry each other. That was the beginning of the Mishnah. Mamzerin and Sini Shluki Vasufi Maturim Babasabazah. That's what it said in the Mishnah Daf Samachtes. Right? And this is one long Mishnah. It's not like, you know, we forgot it in five block. We have to say it again. And Su Rabbi Yehuda Iser. Aha. What is he going on? Elaim Avada Mesrekim. Is he agreeing to Rabbi Lazar? So Rabbi Kadi Sefer Rabbi Lazar Mavada Mavada Mutavada Mesrekim 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 Rasser. Chal Rabbi Yehuda Iser. Right, if he agrees to Rabbi Lazar, then we don't need it. Just say Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Lazar. What is Rabbi Yehuda different? What is the third opinion here? The Chitayim Rabbi Yehuda, Aishra Ger B'Mamzeres. Teretz says he's answering a Ger, Tanakama's Master Ger B'Mamzeres, and he's going back on a Ger B'Mamzeres, meeting Ger B'Mamzeres Ksani. Do you see, Kol Asurim Lovas Ebezeb? Did it say a word about Ger that Rabbi Yehuda should be responding to Ger? Meaning, in that Samach Tessam and Aleph, it did mention Ger. So if Rabbi Yehuda was going on that, the Mishnah should have said Rabbi Yehuda right there. Not say it over again, and not mention Ger, and then say Rabbi Yehuda Iser. He's going on the immediate Tanakama. The immediate Tanakama never mentioned Ger. Kasur Mava Bakal Ktani. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakikama. This is what it means. Kal Hasurim Lovi Bakal Kahuna. We're changing pshat in the Tanakama. Again, there's going to be four pshatim. This is pshat number one that we're going to try. Anybody usher to marry into Kahal Kahuna? Mind you.
Did we try number one already?
We didn't. We didn't know pshat. I don't know if we can try that as number one. It just said it doesn't make any sense. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? We don't know what he's going on. We didn't have a case that he was going on. So if you consider that number one, then there's five truths. I didn't consider that number one because the Gemara never tried to explain it. The Gemara just said it doesn't make any sense. The next one, the Gemara tries to explain and then has questions on them. I didn't consider this as number one because the Gemara never gave it. Didn't even try to explain it. How do you come? Kol Asurim Lava B'Kol Kahuna. The Tanakama meant Kol Kahuna. A Giyaris, even less than three, not like if Shem B'Yichoy that permits it. Mutayim Lava Zebezeb. That means this Mishnah is repeating. It doesn't answer the first kasha that it's a repetition, but it's saying that a Ger can marry a Mamzeres because it's but a Ger is can't marry a Kayan. Anybody who can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzeres. That's what it's saying. Now, as an aside, the Gemara gets off on a tangent because in the answer we threw in that it has to be even a Geiris less than three. Is Asher Ter Kayan. Why did we get involved in that? Why did we have to say that? So the Gemara v'dukmah v'vashor v'shem yechad v'lerim shem b'yichoy. Just say, a Geiris. A Geiris can't marry a Kayan, end of story, and she can marry a Mamzer. Why do you have to say even less than three?
What is Rabbi Yehuda adding by saying Asher?
That a Geir can marry a Mamzer. That the Machloek is called Geir Mikri Kol or not Mikri Kol. So the wife, they would try about came to see the Tivra. Because if you say it's going like a Shimon and a Geir is less than three is mutter to a Kayan, then you've slugged up your rule. Because she can marry a Mamzeres too. So it's not a Kol Asurim Lov of the Kol Kahuna. Here's a two-year-old can marry a Kayan and can marry a Mamzer. If we're not going like a Shimon and we hold that a Geiris at two could marry Kahuna, then the rule is not true. Because the rule is anybody that can't marry Kahuna can marry a Mamzer. Exactly. That's why we say not like a Shimon. Because according to a Shimon, she would be able to marry both. And our Mishnah say, and according to this chat, the Mishnah is saying, if you can't marry Kahuna, you can marry a Mamzer, but if you can marry Kahuna, you can't marry a Mamzer, and that's not true according to Shimon. Al time in the Bashov Shemechah, Abchusim Bashov Shemechah, the Mutarslav of Bekol Kahuna, Asur Lov Zebezeb. Abchusim Bashov Shemechah, Rav Shem Yichoy, the Mutarslav of Bekol Kahuna, Mutarslav Zebezeb. According to Rav Shem Yichoy, the rule is not true. Here you have a two-year-old Geiris, you can marry a Kayan, and you can marry a Mamzer. If you don't hold a Rav Shem B'Yichoy, then no Geiris can marry a Kayan. So no Geiris can marry a Kayan, and Geiris can marry a Mamzer. But if you learn like Rav Shimon Meichai, the rule is not true. It's not if you can't marry Kahuna, you can marry a Mamzer. And if you can't marry Kahuna, you can't marry a Mamzer. You can marry Kahuna and still marry a Mamzer. Therefore, it's not like Rav Shimon Meichai. So we're going to Teretz, the first Teretz in the Gemara, that the Kalasurim Lava Bakal means anyone who's not allowed to marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer. So the Gemara, there's two problems. Tell me anybody else that can't marry a Kayan. A Mamzer, he can marry a Mamzer. Anybody who can't marry a Mamzer, a Kayan, can marry a Mamzer. The only one that's not possible that can't marry a Kayan is a Ger. Frank the Gemara Kalahu, is this a rule? It's not a rule because Kalahu, is that a rule? The Chol Asurim Lavi Bekal Kuhuna Matarim Lavi Zep is that? Vary Amana Grusha Chalala Zayda that Asurim Lavi Bekal Kuhuna Grusha Chalala Zayda can't marry a Kayan. Yet by Asurim Lavi Zep is that they can't marry a Mamzer. The rule is not true. There are people that can't marry a Kayan and they can't marry a Mamzer. The Su Hamutar Asur, is the opposite true, that anybody that can marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer? In the male form, a ger can marry a keheres and he can marry a mamzeres. Here is a person that's mutter b'kal kahuna, can marry a keheres and he can marry a mamzeres. So the rule that he can't marry a kayan, you can marry a mamzer, but you can marry a kayan, you can't, is not true by the male version of a ger. It's true by geheres, it's not true by ger. Elam Rav Nasan Bar Raishi, we're going to try a second time. Anybody that the Kayan can't marry his daughter, who says that a Gerin that marries a Geiris, his daughter can't marry a Kayan, which I love is Ebenezer. Anybody who the Kayan can't marry his daughter, which is only a Gerin that marries a Geiris, that person can marry a Mamzer, which means... If one parent is Jewish, they can marry a Kayan. That's what Rav Lezim Yaakov holds. It's a four-way machlokes tanan, but that's Rav Lezim Yaakov Shita. We're going with Rav Lezim Yaakov Shita. Right. So therefore, the Tanakhama is saying, anybody whose daughter can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzeres. That means a Ger can marry a his daughter can't marry a Kayan. So he can marry a Mamzeres. Frank the Gemara, that eliminates an Amana, a Grusha, and a Chalala, and a Zayna. That's the problem we're going to see in a minute. But Pashtus is because a Grusha's daughter can marry a Kayan. Frank the Gemara, Chalala, who's a Kosh, Kayan, Rasalitis, Vitam, Atar, Mamzeres. Is that true that anybody that a Kayan can marry his daughter, can't marry his daughter, is allowed to marry a Mamzer? A cholo shenas the bas yisroel. A cholo marries a bas yisroel. The kain asr only sabitai. His daughter is a chalala. Basurim lami lovi sabaset. They can't marry a mamzer. Don't think about a loy kasha. That wouldn't bother us. From the story ben Yehuda, who says that a cholo marries a bas yisroel, the daughter could marry a kain. Practically, my cholo shenas the chalala. A kain asr only sabitai. Basurim lami lovi sabaset. A cholo marries a chalala. The kid's cholo, chalala. And she can't marry a mamzer. So the rule is not true. Vesu, hamutar aser. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. And she can't marry a mamzer either. Vesu, hamutar aser. Somebody who's allowed to marry a kohen can't marry a mamzer. It's right here, shenas the bas yisro. The kohen mutar lisa bitai. Mutarim love is epizet. Ger marries a bas yisro. Kohen can marry the daughter. Yet the ger can marry a mamzer. Elam Rav Nachman Rav Ravua, a whole noob shot. We're not talking about Ger and Kol, it's a whole different shot. Hachem Mamzer, Machlokes, Mamzer, Meis, Ishis, Benayu. Machlokes is what creates a Mamzer. Tanakama, Sarabhila, Mamzer, Machlokes, and Amyav, Mamzer. That means any result of an Erva can marry each other because they're all Mamzerim. If you discover Meis, Ishis, have a Mamzer, Machlokes will have a Mamzer. It's only a Mamzer from Machai, Vemises, Besen, not from Machai, Vemises.
That's what the Mishnah is talking about.
That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So kol asur b'kol means any result of an erva to marry each other. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, because there's different results. The result of a chayv krisis is not the same as the result of a chayv mitzvah. So I think about my commercial and Tanina to prepare Shemishni Yavam, say it's a mom's a kosher blue yavah divra bekiva. Shemana to mono emma kosher yavah of course with a shemayim. Halacha kitvara, we pass kala gimra b'shu oimer kosher yavah mrs. Bezen. So it should say, v'chein ha'is, this is the machloikis between these two tera. Why is it here?
We know this already.
It's already in another Mishnah. Why repeat it? Elom Arava, Gera, Mayinim, Ayavi, Kibinayu. A whole new thing. That there's no Machloikas in our Mishnah. This is Rabbi Yehuda talking. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, even I, who asked a Ger to marry Mamzeres, because Kal Ger and Mikri Kol, however, if it's a Ger who can't marry a Bas Yisrael, he can marry a Mamzeres. So Kol Asurim Lava B'Kol, any Ger that can't marry a Jewish girl can marry a Mamzeres. Who is a Ger that can't marry a Jewish girl? Ger Amayni B'Yavi. Lucky Gamer, Kol Asurim Lava B'Kol, my new Ger Amayni B'Yavi, we're talking about his episode. In fact, the Yachim might review the Eiser. So he's not arguing. So the West not in a Machloikas. How can you come? I have a bitch review the Eiser, gave him a Zeres. How do you immediately get the Royal Love of the Gold? I'm a girl, I'm going to be over. They ain't rolling the Gold.
So Eiser is not a regular gear. Okay.
Even Rabbi Yehuda, who opts by a regular gear, admits that a gear who can't marry a Jewish girl can marry a mamzer.
Is that the
right way
to say it?
I know you'll write Rabbi Avner how to write the Mishnah. I'm just translating what the Gemara says. Again, what am I supposed to do? This is the Gemara's chat.
Right.
I can't rewrite the Mishnah. The Gemara is satisfied with this chat in the Mishnah.
There's no argument. It's all Rabbi Yehuda.
And he's explaining that even though I don't let a ger marry a mamzeres, but that's only a ger that can marry a Jewish girl. A ger who can't marry a Jewish girl is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Regular gear. It's Afla Peace, Rabbi Yehuda Eiser. He's masking by gear, my gear, my other money be of. Hunter about a ventation, son of your mech, gear, my name be of. Mitzi, I die me, Kusi, Nasan, Chol, Mamsu, Shaboa, Kahelis, Alvia, Batsi, Shopa, Spool. They pass the word to Kahuna, and they pass the word to Truma. The Bianchi, I'm a coach, is Ari, Puzzle, Puzzle. Only if the children are puzzle, do they pass the woman to Kahuna. Coach, ain't Ari, Puzzle, ain't a puzzle. Shem Gamliel Eimer, more specific. If the daughter is not puzzle, you can marry the woman too. If the daughter is puzzle, then you can't marry the Amana. What is the difference in these four stutanoim? You can marry the Mitzvah Sheni's children. They're totally Jewish, right? But you're not supposed to marry him. So if he lives with a woman, he doesn't ask her to Kuna. Because her children, his children are fine. And we look by his children. Now where did that come from? The question is how to compare it to Klein Gadol Bamano. Where are the Tyra Pasel's children, the woman to marry a Klein, the Tanya? Katana Kamasavra, T Klein Gadol Bamano. My Klein Gadol Bamano should be Yasa Bavera. The relationship is illegal. Upaiso. But I've called you Yasa Bavera, Upaiso. And the Avera passes the woman to Kahuna. If you actually said, he can't go to Bamana. My can't go to Bamana. She's Zara Pasul of Paisel. The kids are Kalalim. Therefore, she is Pasul. I'm coaching Zara Pasul of Paisel. So only the kids will be Pasul. That's the Pasul of the woman. I'm going to give it to Shane. Shane's Zara Pasul. How do I know that? I'm going to grow up. Bottom of my Shivot, one Dar Shlishi, other one Bikal Hashem. The Dar Shlishi can come to Kal Hashem. If Shimon Gamli, I'm here. If you can marry the daughter, you can marry the widow. Meaning, he's more specific. I don't care if the son is puzzled, but if the daughter is kosher, the woman is kosher to marry Kuna. What is he adding? If an Amayni lives with a woman, can she marry a Kayan? Rabbi Yisrael would say no, because her son is puzzled. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say, yes, her daughter is kosher. Shneim lindum, mekayin gadol ba'mana. Rabbi Yisrael Tzavik, mekayin gadol ba'mana. Ma'a kayin gadol ba'mana, shizare pasul l'paisul. Kids are pasul l'paisul, I'm coach, shizare pasul l'paisul. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, mekayin gadol ba'mana. Ma'a kayin gadol ba'mana, shikol zare pasul. All the kids are pasul. I'm coach, kol zare pasul. I feel it in the cavus. The daughter can marry a Jewish man. Amar Rav Chisda, Amonas Itza, and I spoke out on Friday. Amonas Itza, according to Rashi, means there's a Suffolk Chol married a woman and he died. That widow is called an Amonas Itza. Her husband's the doe, who's a Suffolk Chol. She's the widow of the doe.
That's the daughter of that if she has a daughter?
No daughter. The widow of the doe. Who's the doe? Her husband was a Suffolk Chol. How do you have a Suffolk Chol? Person was married. He divorced his wife, Kayan. Divorced his wife. She got married within 3 months, had a baby 6 months later. If it's the first one's kid, he's a kosher Kayan. The second one's kid, he's a Kohl. Doesn't know. He marries a woman, and then he dies. So she's an Amonas Itza.
I know the person, by the way, is called John Doe.
Yeah. Very good. Right. I'm okay. Right. My make about it to know if you can live. Come a coach out tonight to be done tonight. Someone else, right? Coach out tonight to be done tonight. Someone else. And you can't marry the daughter of an Amonas Itza. She's a Suffolk Kalola. Can't marry her. Can't marry the daughter. You just dropped all your papers.
Wait, daughter? Again.
From the chair.
Is a woman who marries?
A Suffolk Kalola has a daughter. His daughter is a Suffolk Kalola. Cannot marry a Kayan.
Okay.
Questions, can his wife marry a Kayan? The answer is no. I mean, because since the daughter can't, the wife can't, which was Rav Shimon Gamliel, who was the most lenient, he said that. The Mutemai, the Mutemai Monasisha, Shibsulu, Kuna, Fuki, Badani Tanoi. It's against the following Tanoim. I hate Rav Shimon Yehuda, Mishu, Mishera, Monasisha, Shikshera, Lakuna. My time I have a sex maker. They view her as a double Suffolk, which again, the Rishonim have a problem with Rashi, it's really one Suffolk. But it's an offshoot of the Suffolk. It's a Suffolk about the husband, therefore she's like considered a second Suffolk, who's sex maker Lakula. So they're Mekul. And our Gemara is Abram, she's Gamil, would be Machmer. She can't marry the daughter.
Machmer.
Exactly. Everybody should have a wonderful day. See everybody tomorrow morning.